Hey, 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 it's Motivational Monday, and I'm so glad you're tuning in. Hang on for this wild story. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter, at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. I am so thrilled you are listening in on this wild and crazy windy Monday across the country. We've had devastating tornadoes, and I put a prayer out there for everyone that has been affected. Oh my goodness, it's just so scary. But let's talk about something a little bit more fun. And if you're tuning in for the very first time, thank you so much. I appreciate that. But you're probably wondering, who is Gabbin with Gale and how does she grow my business? Okay, here's the deal. Okay, I'm known locally as the Connector, and so I've dubbed myself your Success Connector. For years and years and years, I've been in the business world, and I have spent a lot of time out there networking with people, having also been in my own network marketing company for 8 years, and I realize that there are a lot of people out there that are struggling to get in front of people to be inspired, to be motivated. They don't have mentors. They don't have somebody to voice their ideas to. And so I decided that with all of my wild and crazy stories and all my different career adventures, that maybe I had something to share with you, and my stories might give you that light bulb moment that might trigger that next step for you or keep you from making the wrong step. So I like to entertain. I like to make people laugh. So sometimes you'll go, what the heck is she talking about? But basically, Monday through Thursday, I share those stories of inspiration, motivation, and life lessons, and things that might be trending that we need to talk about. And then on Fridays, I have the most fun by interviewing someone to hear their success stories. And this is where I grow people's businesses in a very profound way. When my guest comes on the show, we've already had a previous conversation to share that interview far and wide through our social media contacts. So my thing, my passion, and my mission with this podcast is to enlarge everyone's audience. Because in all the person-to-person network and all the one-on-one presentations I did, I just couldn't get far enough, fast enough. Because you just have to get in front of more people. I don't care what business you're in. Marketing is wonderful, but relationships are what it's all about. So by doing this and by sharing this and asking you to share an interview or asking you to share one of my silly stories, you help everybody else grow their business. And you never know when you might be one of my guests. So if you're tuned in today, which you'd only be listening if you were, if you'll go to thegalefoleyshow.com, you can actually get on my list right there by actually signing up for my 5 strategies and tips to successful connecting. And once you do that, then you're on my list and I'll keep you updated on things that are going on. If you want to get directly subscribed to my channel here, you'll find a subscribe button there as well. You can go to iTunes. I'm going to submit to Stitcher today. I'm going to be all over the place in order to help you grow your business as your success connector. So that's my only station break, because once I get on a roll, I often forget to do one. So there you go. So today, what I want to talk about is how different things happen in our lives that at the time it happens, we are devastated. And I don't want to talk about awful tragedies. I want to talk about just things that come along in life, because I want to keep this fresh and fun. And I had just such an event in my life. And I thought maybe if I shared it, I could give you some heads up on things not to do and how to embrace what might be ahead of you. And my story goes back many years ago. I've actually been where I'm at right now for almost 20 years. I came here because my kids were in the Air Force, and they took and kidnapped my grandson and brought him here. No, did not kidnap him. I had somebody really believe that's what I meant. No, they actually brought my grandson here and held him hostage and said, "Hey, you want to see your grandson? You need to move here." So it was really by my choice. They really didn't hold that over my head, but I got to be with grandkids. So I moved here, but not before I got the experience of being run out of town, almost literally. Here's what happened. I was living in upstate New York with my daughters, and my passion was advertising at the time. I'd gone from being a serial secretary, I guess, because that had been my career for 24 years. I'd been a secretary. And the company I was involved in had decided to boogie out of town, and my daughters did not want to go back to Ohio, where we're originally from. So I started looking for something that was not secretarial. I was ready for a new challenge. You just don't climb the ladder of your secretary. And secretaries, you're no longer called secretaries. So if some of you are sitting there scratching your head going, what the heck? They're called admin assistants now, all different titles. I had the title executive secretary. I mean, titles really mean nothing. What I used to do was be ordered around by people, but they used to say I walked a very fine line because I would challenge things. But anyway, I was very good at what I did, but I was ready for a new chapter in my life. So I answered an ad for being an advertising rep. Had absolutely no knowledge of how to do that, but I got in the trenches, and nobody ever took me by the hand and said, "Gail, come with me, I'll show you how this is done." So for 2 years, I was in and out of advertising because I went from having a salary to being on straight commission. And I was a single mom raising two teenage daughters, and that just didn't work when you went from a really nice salary to $400 a draw. So I did. I went back and forth. But once I got the taste of the outside world, outside of a cubicle, and then I could really pretty much make my day what I wanted it to be because I was an outside sales rep. So I would make my appointments and make my strategy and what have you. And so I got into, first started with a newspaper weekly. I helped grow that so well that my previous boss saw that and invited me to take over a magazine that was dying. And when I got that magazine, my goal was when I got this magazine back breathing and took it and doubled it, and they told me that was as big as they could grow it because I was working for a printing company. Now, I got to back up a little bit and give you a little bit of background on this magazine. This magazine was the elite magazine of the town. I mean, I couldn't wait to pick up this magazine. It was such a cool magazine. And it was called Plattsburgh Alive because it was an hour from Lake Placid, and someone came up with this idea when the Olympics hit Lake Placid several years ago. This magazine was still being published years after Lake Placid Olympics. Well, the printing company that had printed it decided to buy it when somebody was just going to fold it. So they bought it without really any knowledge of how to sell advertising. All they knew was how to print the magazine after the advertising rep sold the ads and laid it out for them. And they were very difficult employers. And so people would come and go. I can't tell you how many reps they had. But when I went in for the interview, I didn't really know all that history. I just knew to be called in for this magazine was absolutely awesome. And the company that I was leaving had just been bought out by a New York City company, and they were changing everything up where I was. Everybody was miserable. The paychecks weren't coming through. So the timing was absolutely perfect for me to make a transition to a magazine versus a weekly penny saver type publication. I was able to name my own terms, my own commission, and I said, just let me run with this and we'll be good. They said, yes, you do what you need to do because you're the expert and we're not. So I analyzed everything and I went to them and I changed things up. I canceled contracts. I said, no contracts. I don't want any written contracts. I said, this is going to be my word and their word. And I want to do this, this, and this. And oh my goodness, within 2 months, I had doubled that magazine. I had the highest accounts receivable. Everybody paid their bill because they really appreciated it. It was a small town. We didn't need these contracts. So I did a lot of massaging and redoing. And next thing I know, they bring the Chamber of Commerce directory to me to sell because they took that on, but they didn't know how to sell that. So they gave that to me, and I did. I embraced it wholeheartedly, and I had so much fun with it. And then one day they came to me and they said, Gail, you have to stop this. I said, stop what? You've got to stop selling so much advertising. We have no space for our stuff. I'm like, whoa. Well, that made me realize that we needed a business publication because those people, that was the only real avenue businesses had to promote to other businesses. We didn't have a business journal. So I connected with a friend and we started putting together the plan for a business magazine. And my friend had a brother who was coming to town and he was looking to back a project and he was very excited about my magazine. I was in hog heaven. I just couldn't wait to meet this guy. It was all set up for a weekend. I had everything. I had the mock-up done. I had how I was going to approach. I was going to have... Well, long story short, sometimes your friends don't come through for you. And my friend was very involved with a man that just yanked her chain. And when he said, jump, she jumped. And he'd say, hi, how high? And she would, you know, just, there she go. And he happened to jerk her chain the same weekend her brother was in town, and the whole deal never happened. I was devastated. But you know, it was a dream. It was a dream. I was so excited. I was so in love with selling advertising. I was so in love with the publishing business. I was so in love with everything I was doing. So I thought, okay, if I don't get this off the ground, somebody else is going to come in and get this going. So I did the only thing I could do. I took it to the print company that were my bosses. And not, mind you, let me tell you something before, let me give you a little another nugget here. This is funny. I was told by a alderman, or I don't remember what their time, like a councilman where I live right now. He told me, he said, Gail, the only reason I advertise with you is because of you. But I have to share with you, when these guys mistreat you, you come to me. And I said, well, okay. Well, I had no problem with my employers because I would come in to the office about 9 o'clock. They'd all been there about an hour. I would sit down there, plan my day, and be gone by 10 o'clock. And I'd come back when everybody's gone, or I wouldn't even come back to the office. I didn't need to come back. I'd come in the morning, get my stuff done. I created all the ads. I laid all the ads out in the magazine. All I needed them to do was print the thing, create the ads for me on their, you know, magic machines. But I did the cutting and pasting, and I'd spend hours on Saturday clipping out the ads. And I just had a blast. It was me. It was fun. It was creativity. And I connected with some of the most incredible people and made such wonderful friends. I became an ambassador for the chamber. And so going on and on. So when it was obvious that we needed this magazine to be produced, I went to them. And they evidently had tried years and years ago to do something and it never took off. So when I brought it to them, it was the right time for them as well. So we get this thing all up and running. I went out and sold a 20-page first issue in the matter of days, asking my advertisers to please keep it to themselves. It was a secret. We were going to debut it at a big chamber expo. And it was literally an overnight success. I did not sit down for 8 hours at that chamber expo. I was passing out magazines right and left. I had created this enormous, wonderful campaign with a Holiday Inn, it was Howard Johnson's, and they had the back cover, and we had created this theater scene, and every back cover was honoring their employees. I had it set up just like I do now, with my advertisers getting a half a page. If they came in as a half a page, they also got a half a page about their story. Because years ago, I learned that stories are what intrigues people. That's what they want to know. How'd this happen? Who are you? What are you about? Why should I listen to you? Those are the things that have always inspired me, and I've watched it for years. And so that paper that I started with, I actually doubled their service directory with the same idea. If you take this size ad, we'll also give you a story. It's what people love. So here's this magazine that I've created, and it is awesome. It's like a Time magazine. It's a slick cover, black and red and white. And it is just, oh my goodness, I go from that issue and I go out and people are calling me. Well, here's how the mindset of the people I work with were. Okay, I get a call from another print company and they want to take out an ad. Oh, I'm so excited. I know these people. They're in my other publications. Okay, no problem. I sign them up. I put the ad in and I got the proof laid out and it's all ready to go print. I get called in the boss's office. He's, what is wrong with you? I said, what do you mean what is wrong with you? Why did you take their, why did you go after them? They're our competition. And I just looked at him. I said, well, first of all, I didn't go after them. They called me. I said, second, you should be honored that they want to be in your publication, because like you said, you are their competition. They want to be in your publication. What a compliment. What an honor. Oh my goodness, I went through a half an hour being chastised not to ever, ever do that sort of thing again. I didn't do anything. I created a publication that was so popular, people were calling me. That didn't happen with the other publications. So as things went on, I started making an incredible income because now I was doing three publications. I was doing the first one, the Lake Placid publication. I was doing the Chamber, and then I was doing this new one. And I was doing them all in a very timely fashion. I was getting them all sold. I was bringing them all in before deadline, and I was getting them all laid out before deadline. I was making a ton of commission, and they were thriving. They were having this big, you know, wow, look at these guys. The boss would bring me in and introduce me before anyone else as a golden girl of advertising, saying if she wasn't working for me and she walked in my front door, I'd be out the back door because I know she'd have my money before the day was over. Well, you know what? When you have a jealous female boss attached to the other boss, and they happen to live together, and she's bought him the business to begin with, that is not a good move on his part, and it totally derailed my life because she was livid. And then I asked for a business card with my picture on it. That was my undoing. How dare I? How dare I ask her to spend a little bit of money on me out there in the field? Things started deteriorating. And the next thing I know, they've decided to take the Strictly Business magazine away from me because I was having attitude issues. Well, it really disturbs me when I walk in and find out they've fired my editor. When they fired my editor, I saw the writing was on the wall. These were very, very greedy people. So I would come in and the boss lady would start challenging me in front of the whole group of people just on the stupidest things. And I thought, you know, I'm out of here. So I started making sure I didn't keep anything on paper that was anything they could use. But I had learned from all the other publications who to call on, what have you. So I had my whole stack of magazines back home with me. So I was okay with that. But my Rolodex, I started taking out my contact information. I started taking my sales sheets out, and I just started taking these things home on a very slow basis. I came in one Saturday, I guess it was, to do my layout, and my office stuff was in a great big trash bag. And he called me into the office, and I'd written my resignation letter, and I had it in my hand. And he says, Gail, we just seem to be not on the same page anymore, so we're going to have to let you go. I said, well, good for you, because I'm also resigning. Well, I ended up having to go get unemployment, obviously, and the unemployment people said, we're challenging this. He fired you. You can get unemployment rights. So I said, okay, well, they challenged it back and they lost. I got my unemployment. But here's what really was freaky. I would still go to the chamber events. And this guy was an ex-police captain. And I would go to the Chamber of Commerce where I'd been an ambassador with him, but I really didn't have a presence there at this time, but I was building my own new business. And he comes in and he comes up to me. He says, "We need to talk." And I just looked at him. He says, "We do? Yeah, I need to know what you're doing in town." And I just looked at him. I said, "Well, you know, Herb, I just really am not sure. I'm trying to decide whether I want to open up a lingerie company or, let me see, maybe a massage parlor. You know what? Maybe I'll do both of them together." Well, all those years ago, massage parlors were known for other things. And he was just livid because he didn't know what I was doing. And he considered me a fierce competition. He did not want me doing a magazine. Well, I was getting ready to do my own magazine. Long story short, I did do my own magazine. And it was for the people in the factories that were making the other people look good. It was called VIP for Very Important People. And we had a blast. We went out there and interviewed people that had pool teams and what was going on in a different arena. It was just a whole different thing. But then I lived in an Air Force town. And it was a Saudi Arabia, the first desert storm broke out. And so my advertisers just sort of came to a screeching halt. Nobody to advertise. And about this time, this guy is still hounding me, wanting to know what I'm doing, where I'm doing, what am I up to? And he just won't leave me alone. Rented the same house for 7 years, and it happened to be a good bud of his. All of a sudden, this house that I've lived with in, I get a call from some people that have bought it, and I have 20 days to move out. No notice from anybody. They're literally trying to run me out of town. And I got to tell you, I'm running out of my time here, but I got to tell you, I tried to fight City Hall. When people say you can't fight City Hall, you know, unless you have a whole world behind you, it gets pretty tough going it alone. I stood my ground with this guy, but him and his bud and the mayor ran this town. They wanted me out of this town. Me, one little person, was this threat to them. Well, I am so grateful that happened. I'm grateful the magazine's still going strong 25 years later without me. And that's the caution I got to tell anybody listening. If you work for somebody and you have a brilliant eye, do not give it to them in any shape, form, or circumstances. You do whatever you need to do to find a backer for your plan, because here's the deal. They own any property you create while you're in their employ. And I no longer have anything from that magazine. Except to know those two got married and they're now running the magazine by themselves because nobody likes working for those two people. But anyway, because of all this commotion, I ended up in adventures of my life, traveling so many more places I would have ever ventured to had they not pushed me out of town. And that's the story for today. And maybe next Monday, I'll tell you about the rest of this story where I ended up in a place I absolutely fell in love with. But first, I went from New York to Vermont and then transitioned on. So we will talk further next Monday. But in the meantime, do me a great big favor. Today's Monday. You know what Mondays are for some of you. I'm hoping that everybody's having a happy day. But if you're not, you might do someone a favor. Pass on a smile. It is contagious. And you might make somebody's day. And that gives you a day of gratitude as well. Take care. Talk to you soon. Like tomorrow. Bye-bye. Hey, I just wanted to add this quick PS on here. I wanted to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for being a follower and a listener. I so appreciate you. So I haven't said it in a while. I want to say it now. And I also want to give you a heads up on the fact that I have transitioned the GailFoleyShow.com to WordPress blog posting program that allows me to actually host and post my show right there. So now you can go right to that page. You don't have to go to another page to see the guest information. It's all right there encompassed with the recording. So if you're following me on here, I want to let you know that in about 20 days, I will be completely transitioned over. So if you want to keep following me, I really would love for you to go over to that page. page, subscribe. If you're an iTunes follower, I will be posting a new iTunes feed here very quickly. Part of the reason is I want to brand myself as Gabbin with Gail or Gabbin Gail. And in order to do that, I had to transition, get a little bit more professional with how I'm presenting this. And it's all to your benefit because now you only have to go to one place to hear me, to hear the shows, to hear the interviews, to get their information, to find out what resources I'm using. So please, 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 if you want to continue following me, and I so hope you do, that's what's going on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that if you come in here, you don't see any more new shows, that's because they're all on my new platform. So just go over to the GailFoleyShow.com and you won't miss a thing. And thank you again. You have no idea how much you've made my life very special and how much I so appreciate you. I can't put it into words. That's all I can tell you. I just cannot say it enough. Thanks. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gabbin Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.